Waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Do a bit of this.
Oh, yeah.
Dad gags, dad gags, time for dad gags. Dad gags, dad gags, time for dad gags. Have you got a funny joke? WhatsApp us now. Only a Red FM.
Telling dad jokes isn't my main job, lads.
Okay. Right.
It's a side gig.
Oh, God.
First guy gets a moan. Good night.
Yes.
Lads, I'm planning to start a jewellery business, so I'm looking for a bit of help. If you want to get involved, could you give me a ring?
Hey! Oh, when my wife was in labour, I told her jokes to distract her from the pain, but yeah? She didn't laugh at all.
Okay.
It must have been the delivery.
Oh!
That's very good.
That is very good, yeah, in fairness.
Wanted caretaker for my beach house. Also, beach house. Also, money for a beach house. Thank you.
What do you call a boy band that plays classical music?
I don't know.
The Backstreet Boys.
Oh, good Lord.
My.
Bach.
Boring.
Hey.
Vic, I went to see the doctor. I told her, every time I bend down, I see Mickey Mouse. And every time I stand up, I see Donald Duck. She said to me, how long have you been having these Disney spells?
Oh, God.
My wife taught me to stop acting stupid, but the joke's on her. It's not an act.
Oh, good Lord.
Rory, that's desperate.
Why do you need a license for a dog and not for a cat?
Go on.
Cats can't drive.
The dentist said to me, you're not brushing your teeth right. The neurologist said to me, you're not eating right. My parents said to me, you're not living right. The barman says, excellent choice.
I like that.
Did you hear about the two Egyptians that farted at the exact same time?
Go on.
They had a toot in common.
That's the winner.
A toot in common. The next time you're having an argument with your wife or your girlfriend, start undressing. She'll instantly have a headache and go to sleep. Finally, Rory.
All right, dad gag classic. A friend of mine moved to Yall recently and I asked him how it was. He said, it certainly has its perks.
Yes!
Yes! Joke, I love it.
I'm not even going to argue with you. Rory O'Hagan, ladies and gentlemen. Champion of champions.
Well done.
Lads. Ladies of Cork. All right, if you enjoy the old dad gags on a Tuesday.
Who doesn't?
Do you know what we're thinking?
Yeah.
Will we do this live?
Live?
Yeah. Live?
That's a great idea.
Will we do an event in town?
Town?
On Friday, February 6th.
Okay.
At the Cork Comedy Club City Limits.
Okay.
The original and greatest comedy club in the country.
Correct.
Will we get some people involved?
Yeah, go on.
Like who?
We've got a brilliant comedian that works here.
We have?
Cork's hottest comedian, and she means hot, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's Quinny, everybody. Yay! Sinead Quinlan!
Hi, Quinlan.
Hi, Quinny!
Hi, Quinny!
Quinny, are you on board?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Sounds class.
All right. I need
more of them y'all ones, though. That was okay.
See, we need somebody with your experience to be our MC. And then, obviously, we need at least a 20-minute set from Sinead Quinlan on stage.
Yeah.
Could that be doable?
That sounds amazing. This is very, very exciting. Do you know what? The last thing I was booked for was a smear test, so this is very exciting.
How did that go? All good, I hope?
Yeah, all good.
Yeah. You can give us the results at Dad Gags Live then, Sinead. That's
Dad
great.
Gags
exactly.
Will be more painful.
It'll be very exciting. Yeah, yeah.
All right. That's fantastic. By the way, the last article I seen about Sinead Quinlan was in The Echo, and the headline read what?
It would be normal to find me up at 2 a.m. eating chicken goujons.
That was her headline.
A full page.
Classic Quinlan. Classic Quinlan.
And it would be very true, I would hope, Sinead. Sinead.
He was bang on. I couldn't even deny it. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the MC and guest performer at Dad Gags Live, it's Sinead Quinlan, everybody. Thank you very much.
Yay!
Now you're rock and roll. Back to sleep now, okay? Thanks a million, Sinead.
Yeah, thanks a million.
All right. Take it easy. So we're going to do this Dad Gags Live, myself and Rory in the comedy club, proceeds to the Cork City Hospital Children's Club.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Okay, so we're going to raise a load of money for them. They are a non-profit organisation run completely by volunteers. The proceeds of this gig is going to go to bring smiles to little children in Cork.
Absolutely.
For They're events, amazing. for different things that the hospital does.
Yeah.
But it's the Cork City Hospital's Children's Club is what we're doing it for. We need someone else.
We do.
Really?
Well, we definitely do.
What could we possibly need? We have you, me, and Sinead Quinlan.
Could you give your man a ring there and see if he can answer the phone?
Or just, what could possibly top that?
Well, listen, I think me versus you, then Quinny doing her thing. But we need some cream on the cake, don't we? All right, let's see if we can get this fellow up. He's never up at this hour of the morning.
Hello.
Chris Kench, everybody! Right,
Chris Kench. How are you doing?
What's happening, kid?
Grand dog. How are you? I'm just in the middle of typing up a statement about my family.
Seven page statement.
That's it. There's not enough pages in my book.
how is everything with you and Eve? All good, I hope. Yeah.
Solid. Great. Yeah, absolutely great. Just in the middle of the school run here, so couldn't have caught me at a better time.
I know.
Absolutely.
I won't keep
flying
you.
I love the school run.
Yeah.
Have you got the two in the back seat with you now, have you?
They're in the car. They're locked in my car now. So
listen, have you heard the crack? Friday 6th of February, Cork Comedy Club. We need a headliner.
We do.
We need like the best, the biggest touring comedian in the country this year. How are you fixed?
I would be delighted.
Yeah, my first time boy.
That's
our boy Chris. That's our boy Chris.
Thank you so much.
Chris, this is incredible.
Be buzzing for us. Yeah. It'll be class.
Yeah.
Okay, obviously myself and Rory will teach you a thing or two about gags and jokes.
100%. Yeah. That's why I'm doing it. Yes.
So that is Dad Gags Live, the 6th of February, Cork Comedy Club, City Limits. It's one of your favourite clubs in the whole world to play in, Chris.
Oh, I love City Limits. Brilliant. It's a great room, yeah. It's so much fun all the time, yeah. It's absolutely brilliant in there. It's just made for comedy like so.
Yeah, it really is. So we're going to pack the place out and give proceeds to the Cork City Hospital Children's Club.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thanks for being on board, Chris.
Thanks, buddy.
We really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Delighted, lads.
Get those two munchkins off to school and we'll talk to you soon, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
I will. Thanks a million.
Bye, Chris Kent. So that's Quinny, Sinead Quinlan as our MC, and she's doing a set. Myself and Rory doing dad gags, Vic with her bell, and and Chris Kent.
Oh, so good.
Tickets are going to go on sale on Thursday. They're going to be 25 quid each, but proceeds are going to go, as we mentioned.
Yeah.
You're going to get a night on the town on a Friday night in February. You're going to get the best comedians in Cork.
Yeah.
Sinead and Chris are just outstanding.
100%.
Fantastic.
And then myself and Bucko on stage doing really crap gags for about 20 minutes as well. All of that for 25 quid for the Cork City Hospital Children's Club. Tickets will go on sale on Thursday morning. Stay with the show. We'll get the links up on our socials. Yeah. We'll tell you exactly where to go. But I hope they go pretty quickly if you want to be part of that. Again, we need you to help us raise as much money as possible for these amazing people. Mm-hmm. Dad Gags Live.
Oh, yeah, bring it on.
It's happening, everybody. February 6th, the Cork Comedy Club, City Limits. Tickets on Thursday, everybody.
Red FM Breakfast's winning words. With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Powlett Duff, North Point Business Park and Mahon Point Retail Park.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Alan Murray. All right, Murray, how are you?
How are things?
Hey!
My things are wonderful. How are your own things this morning?
They're good.
Good man. Are you at home or are you at work or what are you up to?
I'm just on the way to work, on the way to Kenmare.
Okay, what do you do for a living, Al?
I work. I fit windows and doors.
Good man. So you are booked out till 2029, I take it, are you?
Booked out.
So is it all new builds that you're working on, or is it people just...
Bit of both, new builds and kind of redoing old houses. So.
Okay,
Alan, what's sexy in windows these days? What's the hot thing everyone's after?
It's got to be the sash.
Oh, triple glazed. Has to be triple glazed.
Yeah, triple glazing.
Do people still go for the sash?
What's the sash?
I love a sash.
Yeah. Sliding sash.
Yeah, I love a sliding sash.
Lovely. Who are you working for, Alan? Give them a mention.
For Classic Building Solutions.
For all your building needs.
There you go.
Happy days. Mrs.
Yeah.
You know we love you.
It's going to be Rory playing today.
Oh, Rory!
Yeah.
Two of you, out of there.
All right, see ya.
Good luck to you. All right, they're gone. Buddy, I've got to give you some words.
Red FM Breakfast's winning words.
It's the way it works. I'm going to give you four words. You give me a response that really works with those words. The most obvious thing you would hear after that word. We'll bring the lads back. If Rory matches with you, Alan, you're going to win €1,000. Okay, the first word is play. Play.
Play. Time.
Time. Good one. Okay. First is the next word.
First class.
First class. Excellent. Traffic. It's an obvious one, I think.
Lights.
Yeah, okay. Fried. Fried.
Egg.
Okay, nice one. That's playtime, first class, traffic lights, fried egg. You're happy with those, are you, fella?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Good stuff. All right, bring him back in, Dave. Give him a nod, the nod of approval. Okay, so have your words. Rory's playing this morning. Can you hear me? Clint Fandango.
Yeah, I get really nervous doing this.
Hello.
Last time he played, Rory, you did a 3 out of 10, I think, for the caller. Uh-huh. Okay. First word that Alan gave me was play. What would you say after play?
Playtime.
Yes. That was quick, wasn't it? Okay.
What word comes after first that Alan gave me?
First class.
Two to go to a grand, Alan. Two to go. The next two are the obvious words with possible different combinations. I asked Alan traffic. He said what, Rory?
Traffic jam.
Ah, wow. Jesus. No! He said traffic lights.
I had jam on the mind.
Buddy, jam is the obvious one.
Traffic lights. I would have went for jam. I would have went for jam too, to be honest with you. Alan, I'm so sorry.
Sorry, buddy.
By the way, the last word. Well. If we had done traffic lights, the last one was fried, Rory. What would you say?
Fried egg.
You got 3 out of 4. Alan, it's a 50 euro voucher from Easy Living Interiors. Alan, you're back again in a few weeks. We'll get you back on, okay?
Very good.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Alan.
Take care, guys.
There you go. That's Alan on Window Duties. Alan Murray. Bits of broken trees, spot flooding all over the place.
Yeah.
So it's one of those mornings where I annoy you by saying, take it easy all the time, but it's been wild out there. Last week on the show, wait till you hear this, Vic.
Yeah.
Where is the message? Let me see. It's another Stephen.
I'm double busy, lads.
I hear you.
I'm not just standing here looking at you for 3 hours.
She's on Sheen, lads, ordering new knickers.
I'm not. I'm typing out the traffic.
Yeah.
I don't get me knickers from Sheen, but anyway.
Do you not?
No.
Mr. Sheen.
I can't believe you just said that.
Would you not? Did you get an old 10-pack for £4 or something?
No. Okay. I like posh knickers.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
What are posh knickers when they're at home?
Oh, M&S.
Really?
Well, you know, well, somewhere like that, yeah.
Define what's the difference between Sheen knickers and posh knickers?
It's
like
how they feel, Casey.
Yeah, I suppose it is, yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't want an irritating material, let's
exactly.
just put it that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, lads. Why are we talking about knickers? That was you.
Because you took me there.
No, you just told the whole of Cork that I get my knickers from Sheen, and I'm just clarifying
sorry.
That I don't.
Okay. Last week on the show, we were talking about a barbershop up in... This is another Stephen that's been on to me, by the way.
Yeah.
A barbershop up in Galway. Stephen works as a delivery driver. He was up the west last Saturday.
Okay.
Heard us talking about this barbershop. You know the one where you go and throw darts?
Darts. I love that.
They've come up with a genius marketing idea, if you haven't heard it. The barbershop up in Galway. You go in the door, and you ask for the darts challenge. And they go, all right, they give you 3 darts. You throw the 3 darts at the board. And the score that you get is the price of your haircut.
That's right.
Now, if you're brilliant at darts, you could get a haircut for £3.
You could, you see.
If you're brutal at darts and you throw a really good hand, you could be paying £120 or £160 for a haircut.
Wow.
And that's the gamble you take.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if you miss the board, like when you're throwing, if you miss any of the numbers, you got to throw again.
Okay.
So you three numbers have to hit the board.
Brilliant
idea. He got a haircut for £7.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
I love it.
How'd you get seven? What was it? Three, two, and two, probably. Yeah, okay.
Well done. I like it. See, £7's all right, isn't it?
That's good
it's
going.
It's worth doing it then if you're going to get a cheap haircut.
According to the lads, the highest that anyone's paid for a haircut up there was £60.
Well, there you go.
But it's the gamble that you pay.
They need to bring that into the lady hairdressers.
Oh, God. You pay crazy
lads,
money, don't you?
No idea.
Why is it £180 for your head?
It is, like.
Yeah, but you're there for 3 hours, aren't you?
You are, like, you're there for a good while, but it would be great if you could just play darts when you go in and get a £7 headed.
Yeah. Do you ever think of doing getting the old buzz cut, like a grade 1 around the head?
I actually did go through a phase. It was the kind of Sinead O'Connor look where I quite fancied doing it. But I think you have to have the right shaped head to pull it off.
You'd rock it.
I don't know. I've got a very long face.
Think of it this way. Imagine if you shaved your head. Imagine how much money you'd have between now and the end of the year to spend on knickers on Shein.
Red FM's Cash Machine. Cash Machine.
You on Shein. I don't get them on Shein.
I fancy knickers.
All right, would you like money for fancy knickers? Here we go. It's 125 grand for you to win on Cash Machine this week. It's an amazing amount of money. Incredible amount of money for you to win. And it's guaranteed to go. If you're playing Cash Machine this week, text the word RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. It will cost you €2.50 plus your standard message rate to enter this game. You do need to be over 18 and you are playing across the Gold Out network of stations. All of the legal stuff is at redfm.ie for you to read right now. So we make one phone call. One person picks up the phone. I hope it's you this week. You say 125k and we go, nice one, kid. And we give you the money. That's how it works. It's a simple agreement. Text RED to 57557 and join this man.
How much in the cash machine, Patrick?
100,000.
It's yours, Patrick. Well done.
There's Patrick picking up 100 grand last Friday on the Red FM cash machine. If you're playing online, you can go to redfm.ie/cash machine to enter that way. With the very best of luck.
And that's the sport with Simply Suits.
It is indeed. Thank you, Simply Suits. 8:32. Double whammy at Super Value Park Cueve this weekend, Roar.
Yeah, footballers, hurlers in action, getting the national leagues underway. So get down, support the Rebels, get in early to watch the footballers, scream as loud as you can, and hopefully 2 wins from 2 on Sunday.
Fantastic. Hey, Kelly.
Hello.
We're having a night out. Did you hear the crack?
I heard. I kind of would love if me and Vic could kind of be like in a Muppet style box.
Oh, hang on a second.
Watching.
No, we can arrange that for you. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. Kelly, you know the two old men?
Yeah. They were terrible.
It was horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that.
That was the worst. That was the worst thing. That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
It was horrendous.
If you've just turned on the show, we are doing Dad Gags Live.
Oh, live. So good.
Live. Yeah. And it's happening Friday, February 6th at the mighty Cork Comedy Club. This is City Limits.
Yeah.
The original and best comedy club in Cork. Chris Kent is our headliner.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
You get to see Chris Kent. Yeah. Sinead Quinlan, our very own comedy queen.
Fantastic.
Myself and Roy doing bad gags, dad gags, and
awful jokes.
Vic on the bell and Kelly on the drums.
Yeah.
All right. All of the money is going to go to Cork City Hospital's Children's Club. The proceeds from the night is going to go to this amazing organisation. They fundraise for 3 main events every year, as well as individual breaks for families in real need.
Yeah.
You come along, you get to see some of the best comedians in Cork. You get to see the biggest touring Irish comedian.
That's right.
Chris has been booked out solid for the year.
Yeah.
And he's given us his time. So is Sinead. So is Rory, to be fair.
So are you.
He's a busy man, Rory,
I
you know.
Yeah.
Are we going to wear the gold jacket on the night?
Oh, 100%.
Yes. Absolutely.
100%.
It gets a breakout. Messages have been flying in, screaming for tickets. I said it to my husband yesterday, let's not do Valentine's. It's a load of bull, a waste of money. Changed my mind. We'll do the comedy club with you the week before. Such a great cause from Trina.
Thanks, Trina.
Oh, romantic night with me and Casey. What more do you want?
This is it. Lads, this is the ultimate Valentine's gig.
It 100%. Is, yeah.
Ultimate.
You'll have to set up some sort of like kiss cam or something.
Absolutely.
If you really love your partner, if you really, really love your partner.
In the terms and conditions, Dad Gags Live, guaranteed cuddles. Yeah. Okay? Tickets are going to go on sale on Thursday.
With us, or
Yeah, with us.
Whoa.
Tickets are going on sale on Thursday morning. We will give you all the details. It will be through Eventbrite. Hopefully, those tickets are going to be gone on Thursday morning. And we'll pack out and we'll make a load of money for a wonderful organisation.
Absolutely.
And for any of our friends listening, lads, this is for charity. Don't text us.
Don't come near me. Sorry,
no,
I can't,
do
guest list, unfortunately.
No, this is for charity.
We want to make as much money as possible.
Yeah.
And Chris will be on fire. Literally fire.
I'm selling some tickets to the local fireworks display there above the church for Guy Fawkes tonight. Like £7.50 for a ticket. I said, you know what? I'm okay, thanks. I'm all right. 20 minutes later, comes back to me. Oh, sold it out. Even if you wanted to go now, all gone. Fireworks, sold out. You missed your chance. I'm like, the fireworks that are taking part in the sky. You sold out the sky. What are you going to do? Go around telling everyone they're not allowed to look up for the next 15 minutes, is it? Sorry, can you show me your ticket here before you look up? Or else have your fireworks at a very dangerous height.
The mighty Brilliant. Chris Kent, Sinead Quinlan, Dad Gags Live with myself and Rory, and of course our ladies will be there on drums and whistles and bells and everything.
Ba-dum-bum.
Oh, that's going to be a great night.
Can you do that in the drums? Can you?
Yeah.
Brilliant. That's the job. Dad Gags Live tickets going to sale on Thursday morning. Stay with the show. We'll give you all of the info that you need. Red FM Breakfast with Casey. Good morning. There's Victoria Nichols. It is 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. My young fella is ringing me here frantically nonstop. I don't know what he's... I'd love to put him on the air, but God knows what will come out of his mouth.
Does he want money?
I don't know. It probably is something. He's seen something online now and he wants to buy.
They can't wait, you see.
Yeah.
I know. I'm going to tap up my dad.
Would I ring him back?
Yeah, go on for the crack.
I don't know. Let's
tell him he's on the air.
Yeah,
he's not
okay.
He's not going to curse anyway, but you know.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, good.
Do you know what family tree he's come from?
You're going to ring him?
Come on. Okay, hold on a second. He's seen a giraffe.
He's great on the radio. So
I know. He's seen a giraffe online now or something. Oh,
he's so cute.
Hold on a second now. I'm ringing him now.
Hello, Dad.
Hi. Listen, you're on the radio, so don't say any bad words. Okay? He's gone.
Oh, Caleb.
Hi. What's wrong, buddy? How can I help you?
Mom said that I can have my controller.
Oh, you want the controller for your PlayStation?
Okay,
it's in your bedroom. Oh, you know where your clothes are? It's on top of that wardrobe, okay? Okay?
Okay, bye.
I love you, bye.
Alright, love you.
Bye.
Oh, they're always looking for those controllers, aren't they? I hide mine as well, don't worry.
We're having...
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I hear you. Whatever's going on in your house is going on in my house as well.
We're having PS wars at the moment.
Anyone else on there? Any listeners now that are having the PS wars at home?
Yeah.
I have to hide so many remote controls.
Mm-hmm. He's been playing Fortnite and he's really good at it. He wants to be a professional gamer.
Yeah.
So
you have to try and limit.
If you're going to be professional, you have to play it 8 hours a day. Yeah, I know that's a great excuse, buddy, but I prefer you to play golf.
Yeah. They come out looking like zombies.
Yeah.
Don't they?
What happens is, especially with him, he's 8. So if he's playing late into the evening, his little brain is buzzing and he can't get him to sleep.
Yeah.
But anyway, he can play a little bit now, just before school. There you go. That's what's going on.
There we go. Bless him. He didn't know what to say, did he, when you said you're live on the air?
But thank you for not swearing, Caleb.
Bless.
Have you done a career 360? You were doing one thing, now you're doing the other. Happily working in IT since 2018. Couldn't be dealing with angry, rude people anymore and the antisocial hours. Cheers, Rob. Good luck in your new job. Let's see what I got coming in here. Loads of you have flipped careers. You've gone from one extreme to the other. 0868104106. Not a huge change. I used to work in a pub and now I'm in SNA. Kids and drunk people, quite similar.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
From Kerry.
That's very funny,
Good
Kerry.
On you, Kerry. Thanks a million. 7:52, what's going on?
Okay, sad news in the fashion world today. Italian fashion designer Valentino Garavani has died at the age of 93. That's according to a newspaper report in Italian media yesterday. Apparently he passed away at his Roman residence, surrounded by his loved ones.
Was he entangled in this Beckham dispute?
Well, interestingly enough, for those of you that don't know, Brooklyn Beckham has released a massive statement on Instagram. It was posted yesterday. It's an astonishing attack on his parents.
Yeah.
And there were rumours at the time of his marriage to Nicola Peltz that Victoria Beckham wanted Nicola to wear one of her own wedding dresses, and Nicola chose a Valentino gown.
Okay.
So that does kind of link in with what's going on. I'll fill you in quickly about what's going on with Brooklyn. A 6-page statement. Basically, he was saying, I've been silent for years, made every effort to keep these matters private. Unfortunately, my parents and their team have continued to go to the press, leaving me with no choice but to speak for myself and tell the truth. And then he's put some quite serious accusations in there.
Do you know what you learn from all of this now?
Yeah.
Is the fact that this veil of perfection that the Beckhams have put forward, like where everything is just rosy and we're just the most incredible, perfect family.
Yeah.
Every house, there's something going on.
Absolutely.
And they've just been maybe disguising this for a very long time. But this behind the scenes of what's going on in the family is very different to the front that they put on.
No, absolutely. You're right.
And it's sad to see. Like when families break up like that, it's awful. Like it's nothing that if he sat down with the old pair and sat down and went, I'm not happy with this. You did this. Mam twerked me at my wedding or whatever she did.
Don't know.
And then they give their side shake and it's all done. It's like this 6-page essay.
It's a quarrel,
it's
isn't
terrible,
it, really?
Isn't it?
Yeah. But anyway, listen, it'll be interesting to see what happens to Brand Beckham following all of that. Johnny Depp And Vanessa Paradis' daughter, Lily Rose Depp, has become the wealthiest Nepo baby.
Okay.
Now, obviously, Johnny Depp is... What did her mum... What was she famous for? That was Vanessa Paradis.
Oh, she was an actress and she was a model and yeah. She had that song. Oh, hold on. I have to go looking. Hold on a second.
What song?
Hold on a second. It's hardly on her sister.
Anyway, she's commanding almost 12 grand per Instagram post now.
All right. That's pretty
good
going.
Isn't it?
Yeah. We'll get her to do a bit of promotion.
She's become the number one Nepo baby. Yeah, go on. Vanessa Paradis.
But you have to say it like the French do.
Okay.
Vanessa Paradis. Paradis.
What would Jonah Taxi be called here?
Sean the Cabby. Thank you for listening to the 20-Minute Morning Show, the podcast from Red FM Breakfast with KC. We're live on air weekday mornings between 6 and 9 on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Have a good day. Red FM Breakfast
with KC. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM.